This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Natalie Alessandro, N-A-T-A-L-E, middle initial A-L-E-S-S-A-N-D-R-O, date of birth 10/25/1991, date of appointment February 20th, 2024, requesting physician Christine Holz, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E-H-O-L-Z. Dear Christine Holz, I have the pleasure of seeing Natalie Alessandro today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is a ...32-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 2/13/2024 because of the left upper extremity numbness, forgetfulness, confusion, difficulty speaking. Then it involved the right arm also. It lasted about 1 to 2 hours in the left upper extremity and right upper extremity, couple of minutes. Left hand was weak and he dropped the phone from the left hand. He was not having headache before that, but after that he developed headache. He has a history of migraine since teenage year. He is having every couple of months one migraine. He is taking sertraline for anxiety. In the hospital, MRI of the brain done, which is read as negative. EEG also negative. Today he's here in my office. He does not have any symptoms. Past medical history. Anxiety, past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, sertraline, 50 milligram daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette. Drink alcohol, 2 beers, about 2 times per week, using no drugs. He is working as a facility supervisor. He is married with his wife, have 1 kid. Family history. Mother alive with diabetes, father alive, healthy. 1 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he was having a left-sided weakness, difficulty speaking, anxiety, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft balls on present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 32-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, migraine. Number 3, seizure is less likely. Next paragraph is MRI of the brain and EEG is normal. I advised him to continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. At that time, I might repeat the EEG. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.